You're listening to eDurus.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, there is one very beautiful story mentioned in the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawood Sharif. Two companions, one from amongst the Ansar and another from amongst the Muhajireen, both were appointed as guards by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had designated for them a location where to stand. And so both of the companions, the Muhajir and the Ansar, came to an agreement that generally what would happen when a person does night duty, that one person will take rest and sleep and the other will be on guard. And Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'een, their method of taking on the responsibility of guarding that area is by performing salah. So they would perform salah in the open direction, being nafal, and so at the same time they are also vigilant. And so one Muhajir Sahabi was sleeping and the other Ansari Sahabi decided that I should read salah, and he said Allahu Akbar and he started in his salah. A mushrik from amongst the mushrikeen, polytheist, he saw that there is only one Sahabi and he is engaged in his salah, in qiyam. So he took that opportunity and he fired an arrow straight towards the chest of the Sahabi, Ansari. And so obviously it struck him straight onto the chest. And the Ansari Sahabi, what he did is that he pulled that arrow out from his chest and continued his salah. Ajeeb. And the other Muhajir is sleeping. The mushrik decided that maybe I missed the target, so let me fire again. And a second arrow was shot at this Sahabi, Ansari. Again hits the chest, the body. And that Ansari Sahabi, blood is coming out now. He still had the courage to pull the second arrow out and still continued in his salah. Allahu Akbar. And then now the mushrik decides that let me fire a third arrow. And again for the third time an arrow was shot. This time it was quite difficult for him to stand. So quickly he went in ruku and he went in sujood. And when he went into sujood, the other Muhajir Sahabi woke up and saw him in this condition. And so he quickly completed his salah. And so the Muhajir Sahabi said to him, why didn't you wake me up early? So what was the answer? Ajeeb. These were incredible people, the companions of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Ansari Sahabi said, that I started my favorite surat of the Quran in Salah. I started my favorite surah of the Quran in Salah, and I wanted to go in ruku only after its completion. But because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave me a responsibility, and so quickly I had to finish my salah to wake you up. Otherwise, if this was not a responsibility from my Nabi, it is easy for me to give my life, but then to be distracted and to turn away from the Quran and Salah. These were the companions. And imagine the quality of Salah that these companions had mastered. How hard they would work. How they would stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was as if like when they would say Allahu Akbar, it's a different world. It's a complete different world. A connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what is important is that we understand the meaning of what we are reading in our salah. That will most definitely assist us in maintaining khushu', devotion, quality in salah. In the last session we covered the first verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The word Rabb has got many meanings. The word Rabb means the creator, the maintainer, the sustainer, the one who protects, the one who guides, and also the master, that Allah is also the master. And that when Allah is Rabb, who is the master, it means that the people of Iman are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then this relationship in reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, relationship between a master and slave in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very unique relationship. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself as Rabb, and then Allah says, I am that Rabb who is Rahman and Rahim. I am that master who is Rahman and Rahim. And so the second ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha is Rahman and Rahim. What is the meaning of Rahman and Rahim? Rahman and Rahim both come from the word, actually Rahma. From the word Rahma. Ra, Ha, and Meem, the root words, Rahma. And Rahma means mercy. And in the Arabic language, mercy means something that brings two things closer. Something that brings two things closer. So for an example, a lady's womb in the Arabic language has been named as Rahim. What is it? Rahim, which means the womb. Why? Because the fetus is very, very close to the mother. The baby is very, very close to the mother. So that is why you get the word Rahim. And so it is from the root words Rahma, which means mercy. Now, Rahman and Rahim, these are the two main attributive names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahman, anything that ends with the letters an at the end, an, Rahman, Rahman, Quran, Rahman, Quran, Rahman, Quran, and similar words, they give the meaning of abundance. They give the meaning of abundance. So Quran means to recite it abundantly. To recite it abundantly. That is why it's called Quran. That is why when you finish the Quran, you start again from Alif Lam Mim and finish at Muflihun. Because it never stops. It's reoccurring all the time. So Rahman means abundance. And so the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of great abundance. The mercy of Allah is of great abundance, plentiful. That is the meaning of Rahman. Plentiful. Allah's mercy is plentiful upon His servant. And Rahim, anything that comes with the meaning of Eem at the end, it means constant. It means constant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly merciful. What is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly merciful. So two meanings. Rahman means that Allah's mercy is of great abundance. Great abundance. And Rahim means Allah's mercy is constant. All the time, copious, all the time, never ending. This is one meaning of Rahman and Rahim. Another meaning of Rahman and Rahim. The second meaning of Rahman and Rahim. Rahman also means the one who is extremely merciful right now. The one who is extremely merciful right now. Per second, right now. You see, someone can be of a good nature, good character, very merciful, soft-hearted. But it does not mean that he is soft-hearted, merciful just yet, just now. But Allah, when He says, I am Rahman, it means that Allah is extremely merciful now, per second. That even right now, Allah's mercy is upon us. We are blinking, that is Allah's mercy. We are speaking, that is Allah's mercy. We have the ability to hear, that is Allah's mercy. Every movement is Allah's mercy. All the time is mercy, that is Rahman. Immediately. So Rahman takes care of that mercy which is completely immediate. And Rahim takes care of your future needs of mercy. Rahim takes care of the future needs of mercy. So one is Rahman, that Allah is merciful right now, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be merciful later on in the different stages. So with the believers, Allah will be merciful also in the grave. Inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be merciful in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful now, and one should not be depressed, don't feel dejected. Allah's mercy is with the believers all the time. Allah's mercy is with a person all the time. A lot of the people, the problem is that we worry a lot. We worry a lot. And worrying is a good thing. Worrying is a good thing if it is channeled in the right way. But the scholars have mentioned that if three things are implemented in a person's life, insha'Allah ta'ala, he will have peace in his life. He will have peace in his life. And everybody wants peace. Number one, a person should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. As in, his connection with Allah should be strong. Very strong. His connection with Allah. All the time very strong. He must have this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, don't think of the past. Don't think of the past. Why? Because if you think of the past, only pain will be infused in you. You've done something wrong. What has happened, bhai. You can't change anything, can you? You can't. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kaman la dhambala. The one who repents sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will delete that sin. Now he has no right to go back and think about that sin. Why? Allah has forgiven you. Forget it. What has happened in the past is of the past. What is of the past is of the past. As they say that if Shaitan reminds you of your past, then remind him of his future. If Shaitan reminds you of your past, then you should remind the Shaitan of his future. Where is your future in Jahannam? Where is your future in Jahannam? Our past is good, bhai. We are still alive. That is bonus. And then the third thing is, don't preoccupy yourself too much for the future. Because something that has not happened, it's pointless for you to be worried about it. And so the best person is that person who lives by the day. Understand this. The best person is that person who lives by the very simple life. Wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah, الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. MashaAllah. How is the day going to be? Bas, by the day. How much money have I got in my pocket? Bas. What are the clothes that I am wearing? Bas. What is the food that is in front of me? Bas. Live by the day. Easy life. Live by the day. Something that is of the future, there is no guarantee that it will come to you. No guarantee. So this is what Shaitan does. He attacks you sometimes from the past, sometimes attacks you from the future, and everything is connected to this world. The problem is this. If it was connected to the hereafter, then it is good. But his connections are connections to this dunya. That is the problem. Oh ho, this is the investment. What will happen? Will it go through? Dubai mein paise atak gaye. What will happen? What will happen? My son is 5 years, 6 years. I need to send him to that school. I need to do this. I have to do this. This is too much fast forward thinking. Don't worry too much. Don't panic. Live by the day. This is Sahaba Kiram Ajma'in would live by the day. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was given lock, stock and barrel of wealth by Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. And in fact also other companions would give her, being the wife. And she would have it at Asr time, by Maghrib time, everything was distributed. Live by the day. Allah is Khalik and Malik. But a very high level of Iman, you need to get to that level, brothers. But khair, don't worry too much. Don't worry too much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very merciful. I said this in my majlis, that the Russians went to space. Russians went to space. And when they returned back, someone from amongst the astronauts, one of them said that we've been up there. We've been up there. We've seen the space. We didn't find God. We didn't see angels. We didn't see hellfire. And we didn't see Jannah and paradise. So don't worry, nothing will happen to you. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So the astronauts went to space and they said, we didn't see God, we didn't see Jannah, we didn't see Jibreel alayhi salam, we didn't see paradise. Don't worry, nothing will happen to you. Now this attitude is also haram. But khair on this subject, that Allah is Rahman and Rahim. What is it? No matter what you have done, that is between you and Allah. Whatever you have done, that is between you and Allah. If Allah has concealed something, leave it concealed and do a sincere tawbah and repentance. Sincere tawbah and stop that guna immediately or whatever and turn to Allah. Everything is deleted. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Maliki yawmiddin. What does he say? Maliki yawmiddin. Now what is Malik? Malik comes from the word milk. Malik comes from the word milk. And milk in the Arabic language means ownership. If you want to understand Surah Al-Fatiha, this surah here, an easy way to understand Surah Al-Fatiha, understand that Surah Al-Fatiha is a table of contents. What is it? Table of contents, books. If you have, for an example, a book that has got 700, 800 pages, and you haven't got time to read it, so what will you look at? The contents. You look at the contents by what is in this book, kya hai, kya nahi hai. So this is Suratul Fatiha. Suratul Fatiha is the contents of the entire Quran. It encompasses all the important themes in Suratul Fatiha. All the important themes are recorded in Suratul Fatiha. So you have to understand Suratul Fatiha. Just like when you look at a book, you just look at the contents and say, "Bhai, what is here, what is there, what is there?" You want to buy this book, you don't want to buy this book, you understand what is in the book. Suratul Fatiha covers important themes. So when Allah says Malik, that Allah is Malik, we have to understand that what we have in this world, we don't own anything. We don't own anything. On paper it may be that this belongs to you, but in reality everything belongs only to Allah. Because the theme here is that He is Malik, everything only belongs to Allah, ownership belongs to Him. And then comes the word Yawmiddin, Yawmiddin. Yawmiddin is what? The day of retribution. You deserve what you have done, the day of retribution. And so Yawmiddin is actually telling us a lot of things. One is that you will be accounted for whatever you have done. Don't forget that. And number two, what it is telling us, that there is also life in the hereafter. There is life in the hereafter. This is something very important for us to understand. Now, my respected brothers and elders, if you look at Rahman and Rahim, it talks about the mercy of Allah. Now, in the whole of Suratul Fatiha, if I was to ask you, what is the opposite of mercy? What is the opposite of mercy? Gee, I heard somebody, punishment, jazakallah, perfect. The opposite of mercy is punishment. Allah makes mention of mercy, but Allah does not make mention of punishment here. Nothing in Suratul Fatiha talks about punishment, nothing. There is no mentioning. He is Rahman and Rahim, that He is merciful, but Allah does not speak of His punishment. But Maliki Yawmiddin gives a person an understanding that on that day justice will prevail. On that day what will prevail? Justice. Allah is the master of the day of judgment. Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the master of the day of judgment. Allah is the Lord of the day of judgment, the day of retribution. So justice will prevail. Now, a very important sabak for us to understand. The believers should not feel happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned punishment here, so we are safe. In fact, as believers, we should have the fear of the justice of Allah. Understand this. As believers, we should fear the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aliyazu billah, and say that, yes, I have done great deeds, and I am right, and I deserve Jannah, aliyazu billah. Has anyone fulfilled the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can anyone do that? Can anyone do that? As a husband, have you discharged your duty? As a wife, has she discharged her duty? As a father, have you done your duty? And then the duty that belongs to Allah, huququllah. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after worshipping Allah all night, after finishing his tahajjud, he would say, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatika. O Allah, like how I should have worshipped you, I have not worshipped you. Ajeeb. Worshipping all night, and then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, ma abadnaka haqqa. I have not worshipped you like how I should worship you. So understand this, my respected brothers and elders, that as Muslims, as believers, we should ask, we should fear the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we want is the fadl of Allah. What is it? The fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah, the mercy and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every man that enters Jannah only enters Jannah not by justice, that he deserves to go to Jannah, but only by the fadl of Allah. By the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for an example, my respected brothers, in the Quran it is mentioned, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give people the book of deeds on their right hand. On their right hand. But that doesn't mean that the book of deeds is given to you on the right hand, you are going straight to Jannah. It doesn't mean that. Because even if the book of deeds are given to you on your right hand, it still means that you will have to give hisab. Because hisab comes thereafter. For an example, a teacher that gives a test and he says to the children that this test will assist you in your grading. So for an example, a coursework, somebody, if the children are doing a coursework, so that will be part of your entire grading. So it's actually done before your test. So when people are given the book of deeds on their right hand, it means good news. What it means, that it will be easy auditing. What will it be? Easy auditing. Accountants have a hard job to do sometimes, especially with the tax people around. So this will be easy auditing. So if somebody has been given the book of deeds towards the right side, it means easy auditing. But even then they will have to go for hisab. But the malaika actually see, oh, that the book of deeds is on his right hand side. By Gigi, haha, go, go, go. What? No, go, 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 go. Pass, 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 pass. Not a thorough checking, not a thorough checking. The maqsad is easy. Let him go, let him go. Turn a blind eye, turn a blind eye. Allahu Akbar. فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Allahu Akbar. And then when the hisab is done, thereafter in the Quran, this man wants to show off. On the day of Qiyamah he will show off. He will look towards his right and left and say, ah, bhai, come here. How mukrau kitabiya, look, you know, read my book, read my book. Allah has given me a tick. Allah has given me a pass. Look, look, bhai, read. Umar Farooq, read, bhai, look, bhai, sab aao, Abu Bakr, kahao, bhai, kahao, sab, come and have a look. He will be so happy. Fayakulu, ha umukrau kitabi. So this is on the day of Qiyamah. And that is why in the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, innahu man su'ila yawm al-qiyamah. Any man on the day of Qiyamah is questioned by the malaika, why did you do this? Why did you do? Fakad halaka, that man is destroyed. That man is destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. Amen. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Allah make our accounting easy for us, our auditing easy for us. Allah, make it easy. Make our hisab easy for us, Ya Allah. So every time when we read Maliki Yawmiddin, Malik, understand we own nothing, and live in this dunya, what will happen? That we will be accounted for everything Yawmiddin on the day of Qiyamah. And this is something very important. And most importantly, what Yawmuddin is telling you is that there is life after death. What is it?
Life
after death. You will be resurrected and you will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maliki Yawmiddin is actually a slap upon an atheist. Upon an atheist. You will be. It is impossible for someone to believe in God and then to say, I don't believe that we will be resurrected, that there is life after death. I believe in God, but I don't believe in afterlife. The two are connected. The two are. If you believe in God, if you believe in Allah, you have to believe in life after death. That is why Allah has said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. And for those who say that we believe in Allah, وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, they also believe on the day of Akhirah. They have to. It is connected. How? My respected brothers, when we say that we worship Allah, who is Allah? Allah is flawless. Allah is flawless, completely perfect. Completely. And His attributes are divine and such that they are all perfect. And one of the attributes of Allah is that He is the most just and the all just. What is He? The all. Now, if He is the all just, justice needs to prevail. Justice needs to. And therefore, there is a platform which we know as the Day of Qiyamah. Because this attribute of Allah will only be manifested on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah. Because in this world, a lot of people get away with a lot of things. Sometimes you'll find that a criminal is walking out freely as an innocent person, and an innocent person, subhanallah, he is a criminal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Now for an example, if one man has killed 100 people, if one man has killed 100 people, what is the most punishment that you can give him? No electric chair, no electric chair. Death row. What is it? The most you can give him is mort. But is it fair? Does it look fair to you? This man goes out and he's killed 100 people for 100 lives in return. There is only one life taken. He has killed how many? 100. And he is only one man is killed. Not his family members, not his children. Only one man is killed. So there is no justice. There is no complete justice in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is adil, the all just, He will give justice to everyone on the day of Qiyamah. In fact, it is mentioned in the hadith that if an animal that has got horns attacked that animal that hasn't got horns, on the day of Qiyamah, they will also be given justice. And so that is a day that we need to fear, that we are asking for the fazl of Allah. What are we asking for? For the fazl of Allah. Because He is all insaf, all adl. So if an atheist was to say that there is no justice in this world, but there is justice. There is justice. That is why Allah is saying that on the day of Qiyamah, justice will prevail. That is why Allah is saying, Maliki Yawmiddin. So whatever you do in this world, be careful. If a person thinks that I'm chatting online with a lady, nobody is watching me, that I am doing zina, nobody is watching me, that I am going upon sites which are not jais for me to watch, who is watching me? Then when you stand up for salah and when you read your namaz, then ponder, when you read your nafal, read slowly and memorize the tafsir and do muraqabah of the tafsir. What does it mean? What does Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen mean? What does Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim mean? What does Maliki Yawmiddin mean? What is Malik? And what does Yawmiddin mean? What does it mean? So there is no justice in this world, 100%. A lady might go to the courts and she says that I want a divorce. And she might find a female judge. And that female judge might be a bit biased towards her. There's a possibility. There is a possibility. You'll find a group, a jury, and they might see someone, oh, we don't like the color of his skin, or we don't like this man, or we don't like his how he is. And you know, three or four of them team up and they say, ah, take him out. Who's there? Who's there to see? Nobody. Subhanallah. The boss and the employee, this fight between capital and labor all the time. The boss wants the worker to work hard and pay him less. That he should work hard, work more and pay him less. The employee wants to work less and get paid more. The boss says, work more and get paid less. Salary itni. Salary itni. And the employee says, no, no. Work less, get paid more. Subhanallah al-Azim. Ye bhi ajeeb hai. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so, there is no justice. The body is saying, I want my desire, I want this, I want this. The ruh is saying that this is not what I want. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will balance the books for you equally. What will He do? On the day of Qiyamah, the books will be balanced. The books will be balanced. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why, my respected brothers, astaghfar, tawbah is very, very important. The beauty of tawbah is that when you do sincere tawbah, that guna is wiped out, completely deleted. Completely deleted. Khair Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq that we understand Suratul Fatiha. Subhanallah, Suratul Fatiha is the khulasa of the entire Quran. So understand and make muraqabah when we read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. My respected brothers, this is a topic that I can't finish in one session, two sessions. How can I explain the khushu' of salah in 1 hour or 2 hours and 3 hours or 4 hours? And so continuously, my brothers, inshallah, come. Invite others. Inshallah, we will go through everything. At-tahiyyat, durood sharif, dua. How do you pray your namaz? Where do you keep your hands? Here, here, here. How do you keep your legs? This way, that way. Huh? What do you do? Bhai kya hai? All the other varieties of life that we see. Alhamdulillah, you know. It's important for us to understand. And so brothers, do come. Because it is important that we perform salah in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just like a man who wants to become a hafiz, he can't become a hafiz in 1 month. He will memorize one side, two sides, half a side, one side. It'll take him 4 years, 5 years, 3 years. And so come inshaAllah ta'ala, let not the shaitan make you feel, oh bhai, what is the use of me sunu na sunu. This is exactly what shaitan wants. Exactly what shaitan wants. Because for shaitan, this is taklif. Because namaz is the greatest ni'mah and blessing. If you can take control and if you make your salah a quality salah, insha'Allah ta'ala, success is for us. Because on the day of Qiyamah, the first hisab that will be taken is of your salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله اس مجلس کو قبول فرما يا كريم يا الله ہماری مغفرت فرما دے اللہ ہم مسکین ہے گنہگار ہے اللہ ہم نے بہت گناہ کیے ہیں اللہ بہت گناہ کیے ہیں یا اللہ ہم سنتے بھی ہے یا اللہ ہمیں احساس بھی ہے کہ ہمیں توبہ کرنا ہے پھر بھی ہم غافل ہے یا اللہ ہم ایسے ہیں کہ یا اللہ گناہ بھی کرتے ہیں پھر یا اللہ اس کا ذکر لوگوں کے سامنے کرتے ہیں یا اللہ فخر کرتے ہیں بجائے یہ کہ توبہ کرنا تھا یا اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے یا اللہ ہم توبہ کرے یا اللہ ہم استغفار کرے اور اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے یا اللہ کہ ہم سیدھی راہ کے اوپر چلے اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی صحیح محبت ہو سنت کے اوپر چلنے والے بن جائے اللہ کریم ہماری جوان نسل کی حفاظت فرما اللہ ہماری صلاح خاشعین والی صلاح بن جائے خشوع والی صلاح بن جائے یا اللہ ایسی صلاح ہو یا اللہ جو مقبول ہو اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے دین اسلام کے اوپر ہمیشہ رہے دین اسلام کے اوپر ہمیشہ رہے ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر ہو ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر ہو یا اللہ موت اس وقت تک ہمیں نہ آئے یا اللہ جب تک کہ تو راضی نہ ہو جائے یا اللہ تیرا راضی رہنا اور ہو جانا یہ سب سے بڑا فریضہ ہے یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اے مالک تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ تُنہیں ہمیں یہ ایمان کی دولت دی ہے، یا اللہ ہم تو بیکار لوگ ہیں، یا اللہ ہم نے اس ایمان کی قدر نہیں کی ہے، یا اللہ محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے یا اللہ ہمیں طاقت دے، توفیق دے دے، اور مرتے دم تک یا اللہ یہ ایمان ہمارے ساتھ رہے۔ وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔